We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Back now to more of our Falcons scheduled release special. Sports Radio 92.9, The Game.
Sports Radio 92.9, The Game. John Chuckery with you here as it is NFL schedule release day, brought to you by friends at Kia. As for the rest of this hour, we will take a look at the Falcons schedule. Coming up at 8:40, we will talk to the voice of the Atlanta Falcons. Wes Durham is going to join us, and we'll get his thoughts about the schedule. So, again, running down it quickly, home against the Saints, at the LA Rams, at the Seattle Seahawks, home with the Browns, at the Buccaneers, home with the Niners, at the Bengals, home with the Panthers, home with the Chargers, in Carolina on Thursday night, home with the Bears, at the Washington Commanders, home with the Steelers, bye week in week 14, at New Orleans, at Baltimore, home with the Cardinals, home with the Buccaneers. So the two back-to-back West Coast games start early in the year. Your back-to-back home games are Carolina and the Chargers at around Halloween in the first weekend of November. Some thoughts. Well, I mean, first thing is obviously quarterback is going to be under duress. Because the Saints, Rams, Browns, Buccaneers, Niners, Bengals, Panthers, Chargers, Steelers, Ravens, Cardinals, what do? They all get after quarterbacks. So you better have your offensive line figured out, or Marcus Mariota, or whoever's playing quarterback, is going to be running for their life. I like the idea of getting the two West Coast road games back-to-back out of the way. So most likely they will stay out on the West Coast for that week. So you get the Rams and Seahawks early in the season, get that done and out of the way before you're completely beat up or this, that, and the other. So I like that aspect of the schedule. I like opening against the Saints. I think that's a good thing. I do not like the bye week in week 14. I don't like the idea of having your bye week with only a quarter of the season left. You'd like to see that maybe a little bit more toward the midway point, but it sort of is what it is. You know, some years you get it really early, some years you get it late. And obviously week 14, very late for the bye week. So not crazy about that. Falcons will probably need a bye week because, you know, you're gonna have a lot of teams coming after you. You know, you figure that last quarter of games right before the bye week, Panthers, Bears, Commanders, Steelers, those are defenses that will get after you. Now, the Bears will look a little bit different on defense. And, again, we should know more about the Bears than any team in the NFL because we've signed every former player, coach, and GM that they have, so we should know a good bit about them. But Panthers, Commanders, Steelers, and even the Chargers the week before the Panthers game, those teams will all get after you quite a bit. So not crazy about the bye week and where it is. Obviously, just the one primetime game. So just the one game on Thursday night, their one Thursday game will be in Carolina, so you've got to go on the road, but obviously you get some time off before you get the Bears, you know, back at home out of all of it. The only other primetime game would potentially be if something flexes late in the year. And again, Week 18 has not been determined yet with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, other than we know it's here in Atlanta, but we don't know when that's going to be. So Falcons will play, you know, back-to-back road games in New Orleans and Baltimore toward the end of the season, and then they'll have back-to-back home games against Arizona and Tampa Bay to actually close it out. So good news is, after a late bye, at least you're going to end the season at home. So I think that's a good thing for the Falcons, that they don't have to spend time, you know, on the road late. But, you know, otherwise, again, we knew what teams that that they were going to play. It's just really a matter of the order in which you see them. I think going on the road in the West Coast, that's preferable. Get that stuff out of the way. After that, you don't really have any, you know, big-time road trips. I mean, Baltimore, New Orleans, Washington, Carolina, you know, even Cincinnati, Tampa. I mean, those aren't that big of a deal. You know, I guess it is good that you get, the Cardinals coming here late in the season. Maybe that's a...
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
A benefit to you. I like the fact of playing, you know, obviously your first and last game within the division. So you get the Saints at home to start the year, and you get the Buccaneers at home to end the year. So that's a good sandwich of games in between. But I guess my big thing is, and just, you know, we already knew what teams is, just quarterback's going to be under duress. Going to be a lot of duress for whoever's playing quarterback for the Falcons. Probably Marcus Mariota. You know, if and when he gets hurt, then, you know, Desmond Ridder coming in. But you better have your running shoes on against, you know, these teams, because a lot of pass rush, a lot of sacks that are coming the Falcons' way. The easiest part of the schedule, you know, I don't know, maybe that probably that four games that leads into the bye week, you know, where you've got Carolina, Chicago, Washington, and Pittsburgh. That's probably the easiest stretch of schedule. I think the hardest schedule part is the very first part of the schedule, Saints, Rams, Seahawks, Browns. Not that the Seahawks are necessarily going to be a great team, but you're going on the road in that environment after you just played in L.A. So I think that stretch. The one thing about the Browns is that, again, week number four, I think there's a definite chance that we don't see Deshaun Watson play in that game. Understand things can change. We haven't gotten any official word from the NFL, but you would have to think that if Watson's going to get 4 or 6 game suspension, then he probably misses that game early. So probably better in some ways to catch the Browns early. But again, they still have Nick Chubb and they still have Myles Garrett, and they're going to bring back Clowney, and they're loaded up for bear defensively. So that's not going to be a fun game for the Falcons offense in that game. But I think if you can catch them early without Deshaun Watson potentially being there, that's a good thing. So I think that's a tough stretch. Even through the middle of their schedule, when it's in Tampa, 49ers at home, you know, at the Bengals, Carolina, Chargers, I mean, that's a tough stretch as well. But I think that stretch leading into the bye of Carolina, Chicago, Washington, Steelers, probably a little bit of your easiest stretch that you get. And then the other three parts, if you will, and obviously it's an odd schedule because now you have 17 games, so it doesn't work out 4-4-4-4-4. So last part of the schedule after the bye, you know, I don't think it's all that easy because you got to go to New Orleans, to Baltimore. Cardinals are at home, but again, they're a playoff team. And of course, you know, Tom Brady and all of that. Maybe you get lucky, and if Tom Brady and the Buccaneers are multiple games ahead in the division or something like that, maybe Tom Brady rests or something. I don't know, but that's not a very easy stretch to end the season. So, look, we knew it was going to be a tougher schedule year over year. There's no Lions or Jaguars or anything on the schedule. We knew it was going to be tougher, but I just keep going back to all the pass rush that we're going to see. Saints are going to come after us. Rams are going to come after us. Browns, Bucks, Niners, Bengals, Panthers, Chargers, Steelers, Commanders, Ravens, and Cardinals are all going to come after you. That's the big takeaway to me about the schedule is how are we going to handle the pass rush that these teams create? Because you literally, you're going to see three, take that back. You're going to see, all five of the best pass rushers in the NFL? You're going to see Aaron Donald. You're going to see Myles Garrett. You're going to see Nick Bosa. You're going to see the other Bosa. And you're going to see Khalil Mack. So you got all the best pass rushers, arguably, in the NFL, not to mention Cam Jordan, you know, all the other guys, and obviously with what the Buccaneers bring and everything like that. But you talk about the tippy-top guys in the league, Donald, Garrett, Bosa, Mack, Hendrickson. You're going to see all the top guys this year. I have my concerns about that. That's one thing that does concern me is how the Falcons' offensive line holds up, against all of that. Because every week you look, there's maybe not a real stretch of games where you're not going to see a top-flight pass rush, right? I mean, you start off Saints, Rams, Seahawks, Browns, all right? Maybe not as much Seattle, but certainly Saints, Rams, Browns are all coming after you. Then you get into Buccaneers, Niners, Bengals, Panthers, Chargers. Yeah, Bucks are coming after you, Niners coming after you, Bengals are coming after you, Chargers are coming after you. Then you get right before the bye, Panthers are coming after you, Bears maybe not so much, maybe Washington a little bit, but remember, they're going to have Chase Young back this year, and they're expecting big things out of their defense. So they get Chase Young back, that probably changes up. You know, if he can get back to what they think that he can be and they hope he can be, or else the Commanders are going to be in some trouble. And then the Steelers, again, that's maybe, again, another one of the top five or six pass rushers in the NFL. So that, to me, is the big thing, is that you're going to see pass rush. Don't like to buy late in the week. I like getting the West Coast games out of the way early in the season, especially the two back-to-back road games out of all of it. And, I like the idea of closing out the season at home. So you get to start the year at home, and you get to close out the final 2 weeks of the season at home as well. So, it's going to be a tougher schedule this year than what it is last year. So, obviously, we've got rookie camp that's coming up on Friday, tomorrow. That will take place over the weekend. And, of course, we'll be headed toward mandatory minis and all that kind of stuff. So, it's going to be interesting to see what the Falcons do here. I do think the Falcons are still in the business of trying to find themselves another player or two, hopefully offensive line. You know, once they get all their rookies signed and ready to go, you're still going to have some money available that if you want to dip your toe into the free agent market. But the offensive line competition, it's going to be fascinating to watch because teams are going to get after you. All right, this is the NFL Schedule Release Show, as it is brought to you by our friends at Kia. When we get back, the voice of the Atlanta Falcons, Wes Durham, is going to join us. His thoughts. Chuck Reed hanging out in the Kia studios with you on Sports Radio, Not the Game, and the Odyssey.com app.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.